Now, do you do a recording and listening practice?
I have not done that yet. I actually wanted to try, but I'm a little confused, honestly, as to how it works.
Okay.
With regards to, how it works, exactly.
Okay. Well, there we have a book. What's it called? I think it's What You Practice Is What You Have. It's devoted to it, and it talks about how to find your mentor and that sort of thing. But for you, with this kind of situation, being with yourself as you go through something like this, because it's gonna have its moments on every side. Then to one of the things that I would want to do if I were in your position is to record the kinds of messages that it gives under the heading of the kinds of ridiculous things the conditioned mind will say, or that the voices of self-hate will say. So here's another ridiculous thing that it said. And what is really true is, okay, and then you talk about, this is a difficult thing for anybody. This is, and then however you feel about it, as if it were your best friend that this had happened to.
Yeah.
What would you wish for her? How would you want her to treat herself and talk to herself and be with herself? And, and then when you just want people to, so more ridiculous things the voices say. What's really true is, because you're looking at a deep level at what's really true for you about who you say this to and who you don't say it to. And then what's really true for me is that, and you'll begin to hear the kinds of supportive, encouraging messages that you would like to hear from someone else, and that we don't always get from somebody else, but it's right there from the most important person in your life for you to have heading your support team.